This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Good afternoon and welcome to Sunday Supplement. This is episode 34. In a world of change and hope, I don't know about you, but I've got 30% more hope.
I've got about 22.
It's not enough, is it?
But I'm already more full of hope than you anyway. So my stocks and shares on the economy of dreams is in a stronger position than yours anyway. It's a bit like, you know, if a good solid company went up 22%, that'd be amazing. Whereas you just fluctuate too much, like a log on a rapid.
Well, I was promised change and none arrived in the post.
You got 5p.
Well, I actually found £4 in the sofa this week, which was
quite
impressive.
Did you? Wow.
But that's not Obama's fault. That's nothing to do with
that.
President Obama.
No, he promised you change and you got change.
Wow.
Don't go taking that away from him. Stop being racist, man.
Yes, we can't.
No, we can.
He promised me change, and the first thing he did when he became president was stumble over his words.
He became president a day later in secret.
With no Bible.
The White House with no Bible.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And that's really good. I'm glad there was no Bible because it's a bit weird to pledge on the Bible.
It's not as weird as masturbating over it.
That is a bit weird.
It's quite arbitrary as well, isn't it? Why don't they swear oaths over Harry Potter, for instance?
Yeah, that'd be good. I'd like to swear an oath over Severus Snape. I'd swear several oaths. Again and again, I might even say my God.
I don't know if you know this, but there's a lord in the House of Lords called Lord Snape.
Oh.
And he's the whip.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So, on this week of hope and change and loveliness and beautiful, everything's better. I'm going to win because got what paper?
I went out and I thought, what haven't we done yet? And I don't think we have done. We might have done, but I don't think we have. We've got the Daily Star Sunday. Yeah, it's got a picture of a 10p because it is 10p cheaper than the News of the World, but four times better. It says that, so that's guaranteed. And free with it, you can get one of those horrible microwavable burgers that repeat on you and make you want to vom.
I got the mail on Sunday.
Oh, yeah? What'd you get free with that?
A hot chocolate CD.
That was really weird. In the Express, they had a hot chocolate giveaway anyway, but it was for actual hot chocolate, not a CD of hot chocolate. An actual hot chocolate.
If you're anything like me, though, you'd use the hot chocolate CD as a coaster for your hot chocolate.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
love that.
But you're going to lose. You're going to be sat on your log and I'm going to push you off it.
My captain's log. My captain's log supplemental. Mental.
Supple.
No, James T. Kirk was never supple.
I think I've got a bit of a man crush on Captain Kirk. And Tom Cruise, if I'm honest.
And Tom Cruise. You like Tom Cruise now?
No, I've always liked Tom Cruise. And I was quite worried that he was looking a bit thin this week.
Yeah, he was on Jonathan Ross, which is why presumably...
He wasn't on Jonathan Ross.
Well, he might have been.
That would have been supple and mental.
I still think Tom Cruise looks like Sandy Toksvig. Anyway, Tom Cruise, a tiny man with a...
belief in aliens. Allegedly.
Not allegedly. He is a Scientologist and they do believe in aliens. They believe in extraterrestrial life. Oh, did you hear about that?
What?
They've got methane on Mars.
Oh, yeah.
It's cool.
I reckon there's just a really lonely cow up there.
Just one cow, just farting. Actually, cows don't fart to get methane.
No.
That's a long thing. They actually burp it.
What it was, Mars used to be green and covered in grass, and it was just a really hungry cow.
No, it used to be a marathon bar. That's to be a Snickers. Shut up. I'm going to beat you.
Times you cut things out and keep them then. Not that we ever actually do that.
I do.
I don't believe you.
Well, that's because you're a very distrusting man and you should have faith in what people do.
I should have faith.
Well, you should have faith in people.
Well.
Don't have faith in Klingons, though. They're actually quite wrong.
I don't like Klingons. Not that you're supposed to like Klingons, but I don't like them as an enemy. They're boring. Have you no honour, sir? Just a load of massive Keith Olbermans running around. It's a bit weird.
I remember one where I think Q was messing with the Enterprise and he popped on a female Klingon onto the deck who tried to be all sort of, you know,
sexy
with Wolf. Yeah, but it was just literally a bit kinky S&M. And Captain Jean-Luc Picard looked at Wolf and said, is this your idea of sex? And Wolf went, sorry.
A little bit sheepish.
It was fair. But you see, Worf, you see, he cut his hair short, so he always had this sort of, like, curly little bob, and he looked a bit like a girl, and I didn't like that very much.
How many girls do you know with really bumpy foreheads who are 6 foot and have a massive spiky penis?
Well, there's no need to be personal.
I'm going to beat you this week.
Because I've got the Daily Star on Sunday. I've only got one, like, pull-out supplement. I've got, like, the review section, and I've got, like, silly news and agony aunts in the main paper. But the only magazine thing I've got is called Take Five. It's amazing. Literally, the contents page has got, here's my 8-year-old daughter, Chloe, practicing to be the next Amy Winehouse. She'll be a star one day, though hopefully she won't end up in rehab. And there's a picture of a girl in a massive wig, and it just looks awful. They've given her fake tits, which is even worse. And the headline is, Mini Wino.
Oh, my God.
It is an amazing magazine.
I don't believe you for a minute. It sounds like it's made of vomit.
It's not made of vomit.
All right, give me an example that is not a bit of carrot.
Hats, my girl. This is my Yorkie Poppy. She's ready for the spring already in her sun hat.
Oh.
And it's a picture of a dog in a hat. I mean, it's a dog in a hat.
Come on, I've got the Mail on Sunday and I'm so going to beat you this week.
Not going to beat a dog in a hat. I'm sorry. It's like a chimp smoking. There's no way.
I've got an interview with Boris Johnson.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, don't say, oh, God. You love Boris Johnson.
I do not love Boris Johnson.
Apparently, he's got an immense amount of sex appeal. Do you find him sexy?
No.
Good.
No.
Apparently, people ask him to sign underwear. Or one person asked him to sign underwear once. I don't like that. When he was talking about being accused of lying about his affair, he actually called it an inverted pyramid of piffle.
I mean, that is an unusual sexual act.
At the moment, I am like some underwater sea creature, a gigantic cilantroate, sucking everything in, and later on, I'm going to start expelling.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he says.
Is he talking about sex or the Mayor of London there? I don't understand.
At that point, he's talking about being the Mayor of London.
I actually quite fancy him now because that sounds amazing. A multi-legged octopus that suddenly is going to expel everywhere. That actually is quite horrific. Okay, I don't find that sexy now. I'm quite repulsed. The idea of Boris Johnson with many tentacles expelling. No.
But what's really horrible about this article, because it's in Liv, which is the men's
live
magazine. Live.
Is it Live or Live?
I don't know, whatever. They're trying to make him out, trying to go, oh, well, what's cool about you? Tell us all the things that you've done that are cool. As though that's important. The guy starts referring to him all the way through the article as Bojo.
Nice.
No, not nice.
I quite like that. Bojo.
No.
Big up with Bojo. Yeah.
No, it's not nice. There's no reason for it.
I think we should start calling, well, obviously it's Crazy Davey Cameron.
Crazy Davey and yeah. Gobo.
Gobo?
Yeah, Gobo would be Gordon Brown, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Not Fraggle Rock.
D to the Darling. Juicy Jowl. But Gordon Brown should still be Gordon Brown.
No, Jack Straw should be Jack Straw.
No,
Jack Straw's the least cool man in the world.
He's a demon headmaster.
I think I win by a mile because you haven't even offered up an article yet.
Well, yeah, you haven't given me a chance to yet.
I did. I said, offer me a juicy carrot in your pool
no,
of vomit.
No,
and you
no,
gave
no,
me
no.
a
you
dong
me,
in a hat.
Give me something that's not a carrot. And so I did. So, okay, I will go for something which is directly, I've got a cat that looks like Boris Johnson, right? And it's, my pampered puss has his own pad. This is from Nikki Beale, 27 from London, treats her cat like a king. It's called Boyd, or its full name is Cocazura Boyd. He refuses to drink tap water out of a bowl like normal cats, and even turns up his nose at the £30 water fountain, and only accepts filtered water from the fridge in a pint glass.
Well, don't feed it then. It should start being less fussy.
Yeah. But no, she likes it being fussy. She likes that.
Of course she does. It's not that he doesn't want those other things and won't eat or drink the other things. It's that she doesn't think that those things are good enough for. It's a cat.
You can get £100 for your story. Got a tale to tell? Fill in the form on page 6. Or write to the address on page 3. We pay £100 cash for each story we print on this page. And I kind of want to do that. I've kind of got a lot.
I was going to say, should we actually do that?
It's £500 to do, like, the big story, which is I ditched my groom and shed half my body weight.
So hang on, they get their readership to write their supplement?
No, they don't. The supplements are obviously written by one of their writers, but the ideas and stories are from the readers. It's really quite cool. I'm quite tempted. I've got loads of crappy stories about my childhood. It'd be amazing. I can embarrass my mother. Article or farcical? I have the same wandering accent as Helen Mirren. It's amazing. I've been watching Prime Suspect and her accent just... It's half the time she sounds like the Queen and the other half of the time she sounds like me going, "Oh, what?" Still yet to see her in a bra, which is amazing.
That picture of her in the paper this year in her bikini was quite amazing.
I find her lips a bit scary. I mean, they're nice and they're good, but a little bit scary. I wouldn't want to get too close to them. They appear to get larger, and not in the Botox-y way. When we get older, our lips tend to get smaller, but hers do get bigger.
Maybe her face is getting smaller, but her lips are just being stubborn. Shall we play the game, then?
Article or farcical. This is where I read out three articles from the Daily Star on Sunday, and one which I have made up completely, and it's up to you at home, you the readers, sat in your armchair, smoking your pipes and watching the children fool around or glancing over your copy of the supplement, and in order to say, "Be quiet, I'm trying to concentrate," and combing your moustache. Once you finish doing that, you can try and guess with Simon which one I've made up, which is the farcical from the article. So, are you ready, Simon?
Yes.
The human dumbbells. Forget pumping iron. Why not try pumping people? Can you think of anything more entertaining than weightlifting midgets and dwarves?
Really?
Really.
Wow. That's like Victorian dwarf tossing.
That's a special thing you can get in Amsterdam, Victorian dwarf tossing.
Will they wear a petticoat or something?
Everybody should always wear a petticoat. It's winter, it's cold, and also it makes your dress fall correctly. And a big cushion on your ass. So, article number two. Bling and bye-bye.
Bling and bye-bye.
Yeah, so like a bring and bye.
Ah.
And this is all about how hip-hop artists are suffering from the credit crunch.
So what, they're selling their jewellery?
I don't know. Didn't read it properly. Right, number three. Gladiators left me with a dinky winky.
Because of steroids?
Exactly that. He had steroids and now his testicles have shrunk. And also it hurts having sex.
Which gladiator?
Well, his name is Dan and he is Nitro.
And finally?
And finally, my nan's a mermaid. No fishy tail.
And how is she a mermaid?
This is now she's dead, we can talk about it. And how she used to go down to the sea and pine for the sea all days of the year, and even went swimming in January and wanted to see her parents again. So obviously this woman had a mental disorder and her family encouraged it.
Oh, she thought her parents were mermaids, not that her parents had been lost at sea when she was a child and she's...
I have no idea. It didn't really go into that. She used to have a collection of seashells and she used to sort of like sleep in a sort of seaweed bed or something, I don't know. But it's very odd.
Sounds like a holistic therapist.
What's really weird is they have pictures of her and you're expecting, like, you know, some sort of weird, freaky thing. And it's just normal Nan.
Of course it is. Would you expect a real mermaid? Or Daryl Hannah, which
one? If you're going to have a thing saying, "I Nan's a mermaid," you expect her to at least to be in a sort of, you know... She's got pictures of mermaids behind her and all sorts of, you know... But do you know what's the best thing about this?
What's
the thing
best
really
thing?
Made me laugh? She lives in Birmingham. She doesn't even live by the sea.
That's fantastic.
Anyway, which is it, Simon? Is it human dumbbells? Is it bling and bye-bye? Is it gladiators, dinky winky? Or is it Nan's a mermaid? Your choice, article or farcical.
I'm torn between bling and bye-bye and dinky winky. I really want the mermaid one to be true, and I think it is.
Human dumbbells, you're just accepting.
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to go with dinky winky.
Stay off the steroids or you lose your power balls. So, number one, the human dumbbells. Forget pumping iron, why not try pumping people? Article or farcical? This one is an article. Well done, Simon. So, bling and bye-bye. You said it was an article and you're correct in saying it was an article. So that leaves us between my nan's a mermaid and gladiators left with a dinky winky. Simon says dinky winky is the farcical. And Simon is wrong!
Oh, what?
That's a mermaid I made up.
Not even a pun in there.
Well, I had no fishy tail. Gladiator's left me with Dinky Winky is true. Dan Clark's book is released in the UK soon. So there we go. Nan's a Mermaid came out of my head. Hey, Thank you very much for your Dear Izzy's this week. I have been reading through them.
I didn't send you any.
Oh.
Are we talking to our readers?
We're talking to our readers.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to read this one out, which is Sarah from Glasgow. We have Scottish listeners. I didn't put them all off. Well done, Sarah. Though Sarah doesn't sound very Scottish, like a Scottish name. Anyway, Sarah says that her sister Deborah is very jealous of her and jealous of her new relationship and boyfriend.
Right.
I assume the relationship is the same as the boyfriend.
Well, it might be two different things.
It might be.
She might have a relationship with her toy and a boyfriend as well.
But she's always been jealous, and Sarah says this is very distressing and wants to know how her and her sister can become closer.
Hmm.
So, that's from Sarah from Glasgow.
And what's your answer? My answer would be just stand a bit nearer to one another.
That is a good answer, because that would be getting closer.
Yeah, it'd be a proximity issue, wouldn't it?
My advice to Sarah is to forget about Deborah, ostracise her from the family, and just give up. Ultimately, that's what's going to happen. Now, f*** off. If you want to send more problems to Dear Izzy, please write to me at sundaypodcast@hotmail.com, and in your subject put Dear Izzy.
And in the main body, make sure you put a problem.
Yeah.
It'd be a bit pointless just sending us a subject line.
Also, thank you very much to Simon, who says that Simon, the other Simon, is making him unhappy for having a name called Simon.
That's not very nice. What's wrong with the name Simon? He could change his name back to Peter. Wow. Sorry, I literally just referenced my Catholic upbringing then. Wow.
You've scared me slightly.
Wow.
Let us pray.
Let's talk about health.
Health.
I mean, if you don't want to, we could do something else.
I'm loving demons instead, which is potty pop star Robbie Williams has ditched angels to sleep with demons. This is all about Robbie Williams, who, have you noticed he's run around America trying to see if there are any UFO evidence?
No, I didn't know. Yeah,
he did a show about it because wanted to see the experts. The experts usually be people who own gift shops. And now he believes, according to the Daily Star Sunday, that he's getting scratches in the middle of the night. And he thinks this is down to some sort of demon incubus that's scratching him. So he's put a little camera by his bedside to see what it is. Well, at least he's looking for evidence.
But if he just sees himself scratched himself in his sleep?
Yeah, but it's been places he cannot reach.
Well, perhaps he needs a new mattress.
Rob and his kooky pals are blaming them on a succubus, a female demon thought to have sex with men as they sleep. I think he's just having sex with someone.
The Mail Sunday this week has an amazing juxtaposition going on. It's got a 3-page spread about how brilliant the NHS is and how doctors using some really nice revolutionary new technique cured Lisette Anthony, who's an actress's son, of child arthritis. And then next to it, they've got Carol Kaplan's column. And do you know who Carol Kaplan is? She was
not really
Sherry Blair's spiritual advisor.
Oh my God.
This is the best thing ever, and this is why I'm going to win health this week. She's resigning from her column.
Why?
Because she's starting up her own clinic, so she's just using her last column as this massive plug for it. But it's great, so she's not going to be doing this crap anymore, and they've got a really pro-science article next to it. But she's got this amazing quote, and I'm going to read it all to you in full. There are still some medical professionals who have doubts that an approach that empowers the individual and stresses the importance of choice. But thankfully, over the past decade, an impressive number of professionals have done an about turn in either acknowledging or utilising complementary systems such as acupuncture and homeopathy in their practices and hospitals. In a rearguard action, the diehard doctors have launched, let's call it, a war on error against what they see as celebrity-endorsed quackery. And who is the most incorrigible member of this network of deluded celebrities that include Nigella Lawson, Delia Smith, and oh yes, it's true, even Barack Obama? Well, according to some of them, it's me. She's evil, I think, this woman. That's a blatant lie as well.
So she was saying Barack Obama does believe or doesn't believe?
Does believe, yeah, in quackery.
I mean, I can understand from a medical perspective, placebos do work, but as placebos, but why not just let doctors use them? And if doctors are using these quack things as placebos, you can kind of understand. But I just think it's so stupid, because then when people are genuinely ill, there's a website called whatstheharm.net, I think. And that lists all the people who die because of their belief.
Child this week died because they were trying to heal the child through prayer.
There was an article a couple of weeks ago about one of the main AIDS deniers that she died. But this is, you know, she died of pneumonia and of HIV/AIDS. And she was in complete denial about it, refused to take any of the drugs to help her. And also, because she was in such denial about it and thought it was all a massive multinational conspiracy, like a few years ago when she had a baby, she breastfed that baby, she didn't do anything to stop it. It died of pneumonia at the age of 3. And once you let your own kid die, you're pretty deluded. It's proper dangerous.
I agree with you.
And it's because we don't study enough science at school. That's the main problem.
Travel.
Yeah.
I'm going on holiday this year. I haven't been on holiday for a very long time.
Where are you going?
France.
May we?
No, in June. And I probably will have a wee, that is true. But
bien. Allons juin. Ça, c'est bien. Moi, je préfère voyager en France par avion.
You like going to France on the plane? You prefer going to France on the plane?
Oui. C'est plus rapide que les autres voyages. Je ne sais pas le word for transport. Le mot for transport. Les autres choses, je suppose.
I've got a pucker chucker with polo elephants.
Falling for an all-in?
You have to say pucker chucker. Come on, that's article of farcicable.
Falling for an all-in? That's article of farcicable.
Falling for an all-in?
Yeah.
What's
all-in?
All-inclusive. Oh, I see. I'm with you.
Falling for an all-in.
But you can go to this place.
Sailing for a palin.
You could go to this place where you can learn how to play polo on elephants, right? And the proceeds to this go to... This is great. It goes to rescuing street elephants.
Street elephants. Nice.
I love the idea that there is a load of elephants begging on the streets.
Cup of tea. 10p for a cup of tea.
Pull my trunk for a tenner. Beautiful.
Oh, dear. Oh, no, beautiful. I see... Street elephants. I was thinking like tramps, not prostitutes.
But where would they get the cardboard boxes from?
That would be big boxes.
What would they eat?
I mean, the sad truth is they don't eat. They're all junkies. Trunky junkie.
A pucker chucker with a trunky junkie.
Yeah.
I clearly win the travel section this week. I think, to all intents and purposes, and if we're being completely honest, The Mail on Sunday, by far and away, is the better paper this week.
What? Hang on, we can't have the roundup yet.
Why not?
Because you got The Mail on Sunday.
Yeah.
And you're forgetting something.
I don't think so.
I think you are. I know who writes for The Mail on Sunday. I know what sort of slimy oik
Peter
writes
Hitchens,
that.
He writes for The Mail on Sunday,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, Peter Hitchens does, and he's a white, a bit right-wing and weird, but all right.
Yeah, he's all right.
However, there is a certain...
You can't play...
I think I can. I can play the Piers Morgan card. Go on. But seriously, if you want to win this, Simon, you've got to prove it. You've got to work for it. You've got to read that man's words. Let his pen come out your mouth.
Right.
It's basically worse than having oral sex with him.
He's got 2 articles this week.
2?
Yeah.
Excellent. Is it as good as the Morgans? Do you remember that? Where he had a celebrity, and when I say celebrity, people you might have heard of who stood next to celebrities once. Little award ceremony that
Daily Mail hosted. It's worse.
Morgans. It's worse than that.
Yeah.
Go on.
They're filming Britain's Got Talent, and Kelly Brook has joined the judging panel.
Kelly Brook, some sort of glamour model.
No, she's a TV presenter. She did Big Breakfast after Denise Van Outen left. She was in Smallville. She's quite famous. But he spends the whole column trying to pull her, and it's quite gross. And he says, when she started crying at one of the things, I was able to lean over and comfort her, which I'm hoping to do a lot more of.
I'm gonna vom.
But by the end of the article, she's left the panel, ostensibly because the chemistry wasn't working, but I think it's just because she thought Morgan was a c- and didn't want to work with him anymore.
I think that's probably right. I mean,
so what you're saying is I have the better paper, but because I've got...
They just... Oh, Oh, God. Oh, he's just like a lizard, but like a a baby mouse.
Yeah.
He's like a lizard mouse with like slimy. His excretions would just be, even in a suit, he'd just leave his trail of slime everywhere. And he'd crawl about going, I'm the king of the world. Americans love me. And have those eyes that work separately and cold-blooded and just clammy. He's clammy, man.
I lose because I've got Piers Morgan. That's really unfair. It's not my choice that he's in the paper.
Well, you knew he'd be in that paper.
All right. So the paper you should have bought last Sunday was not the Mail or... Well, it was the Mail or Sunday, but you'd have to put up with Piers Face Morgan. It was what you had, which was the Sunday Star thing.
It's the Daily Star Sunday.
Whatever.
You got two types of terrestrial... Well, it's really one type, but sun and a star is the same thing.
So you tried to outwit me with astronomy there, and you stumbled on your own words, didn't you?
That's a bit. It's called the Daily Star Sunday. So it's literally day, star, star, day. It's like a little, what should we call it, thing that can go backwards and
palindrome.
Forwards. Like Hannah. Not Hannah, the word Hannah can go backwards and forwards. And also my friend Hannah can go backwards and forwards. She's amazing. She can run into doors and out again. She mainly runs into doors.
That's a palindrome, which isn't where you... It's not a big dome in which you put vice presidential
Sarah
candidates.
Palin, yeah.
Anyway, if you would like to
put Sarah Palin in a drome.
In a drome?
Yeah.
In a hippodrome.
Yeah, hippodrome, which is where you get a hippo to sit on Sarah Palin.
Outside of which are elephants begging.
Yeah, in Rome.
So if you'd like to write to us, it's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com.
We do read everything you write, and occasionally we reply.
That is true.
And we've also got a Facebook group, so you can put your problems on the wall of that. Yeah, stick them up.
Down straight.
Got a website.
Got a website, yeah.
We're also on iTunes, and if you're listening to us on iTunes, do please write a review. That'd be good. As long as it's relatively positive.
And the first person to post the secret word on the wall of our Facebook group will win a prize.
I tell you what, if you work out the secret word this week, you get to pick next week's secret word.
Yeah, exciting. So thanks for listening. And next week we will be joined by former President George Bush. That's not true, by the way. That was a complete and utter lie.
Oh.
Sorry.
Why? See, he pulled out.
Yeah, he cancelled. Apparently he had better things to do.
Well, he doesn't. He's just in tech.
Well, Jonathan Ross is back on, so he can do that now.
Oh, that would be a lovely interview. I think they'd get on rather well.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Our theme tune is...